few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are your favorite magazines? What kind of magazines do you like to read? Or maybe for some people, I should say, what were they? Because these days, the only magazine I read consistently is The New Yorker. This is not an ad, by the way. I'm just talking about magazine subscriptions. I like to read The New Yorker. It's also the only magazine I subscribe to in print. If we go back a ways in the dinosaur years, I had a ton of magazine subscriptions. It was always fun when new issues would show up at the house. But now, just about every subscription I have is digital. So I started thinking about this because our caller today, our listener, misses the days of print journalism, specifically magazines. Specifically, they want to start an old school magazine about old school business. That is their idea. They're going to explain more. But in short, what we are looking at here is the business model of this potential business magazine. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. I always love to hear questions from our listeners, ideas. Love to know what you're working on and what you're thinking about. Hopefully this can help sharpen the process of your business ideas and your plan to make those ideas reality, because ultimately that's what it's about, inspiration and action. Okay, question is, an old school magazine about old school businesses, that question and my answer coming right up.
Hey Chris, this is Renee. And I've been following the show for a couple of years now. I'd like to start a magazine, and I don't mean a digital one. I'm thinking old school, print only, with just a very minimal web presence. My topic is advertising and business advice from the 1930s to the 1940s. I know it might sound crazy, but I actually think there's a market for this, and I definitely want to do it this way. Print only and sell it through the mail. I imagine relationships with distributors and a grassroots network of supporters. My friends say I'm behind the times. Can you settle the bet for us? Thanks. And looking forward to what you have to say.
Hey, Renee. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the question. Thanks for being out there. And I am going to agree with you in this case. I'm not going to agree with your friends. I'm going to disagree. I actually think there's room for something like this. And I was trying to think, what is a good comp? Like, what is a good comparison product, another magazine subscription we could look at? And I think there is at least one other premium print magazine to analyze. It's called Kinfolk, which has been published quarterly since 2011 from my hometown of Portland, Oregon. I think they were published in Denmark for a while. Not sure where they are now. But Kinfolk has 75,000 print subscribers. It's sold in 100 countries and also published in 4 languages. And this is just a little boutique magazine all about hipster life and, you know, I don't know, things associated with hipster life. Not sure how to describe it. But just to give you an idea, the I said 75,000 print subscribers, each issue costs $18. Okay, so a lot of money there, right? And they even though they have a digital strategy, they've really kind of focused on this print subscription. So there are probably others, but that's a good start. You know, I would go and look and see, you know, what Kinfolk has done. And I also like the subject matter that Renee proposes here. You know, old school business, looking at, what was it, advertising and business advice from the 1930s and 1940s. I think it is potentially the right fit for this kind of thing. If the subject matter was something about technology or anything else that could be considered modern, then the print-only idea would be a harder sell. But, you know, as it's described here, I'm on board, or at least I'm interested in hearing more. So, Renee, let me know where I can subscribe. Keep us posted. And listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to feature so many of them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Wherever you are in the world, I'm cheering you on. Subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.